This is Senator Al Simpson. The conflict in the Gulf shows us that now, more than ever, America needs to develop SDI to combat a short-range missile attack. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as America presses down on Saddam Hussein's forces in the Middle East, we know our Patriot missiles are designed to shoot down aircraft, not blast away incoming ballistic missiles. With the real threat that Iraq's ballistic system could deliver, both with chemical and biological weapons, the United States must be about researching and developing a stable missile defense. Unfortunately, thanks to partisan Democrats like you, Ted, the SDI budget has retained only about 1% of all Pentagon spending. You're a member of that powerful Armed Services Committee. Are you a hawk or a dove or a chicken? Why not be an owl? Wise up to the future direction that all American defenses must take, genuine security against the threat of incoming missiles. Who, Ted?
Predictable, Al. Everyone knows the Russians aren't coming anymore, so old Al Simpson starts saying, Iraq is coming. You can't misuse the crisis in the Persian Gulf to breathe life into Pentagon spending programs that died with the Cold War. Star Wars was primarily intended to create an elaborate shield in outer space against Soviet missile attacks on the United States. Even if Star Wars worked at all, and most experts say it won't, it can't be used against short-range missiles like Iraq's. Defending against those missiles require much less exotic technology, involving ground-based anti-missile missiles. Congress properly cut the Bush administration's overall budget for Star Wars, but we also doubled the budget for those defensive missiles. We're killing two birds with one stone, Al. We're making American troops safer from missile attacks, and we're making American taxpayers safer from attacks on the Treasury by Star Wars zealots like you. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on A New Idea in Law Enforcement. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.